Jimmy went into a place called Chatham over in England, and he bought a legal high, and he would have smoked it, and it caused a massive heart attack. And because of the heart attack, it stopped the oxygen going to his brain, which caused brain damage. And so then he was pronounced like brain dead. So we had to turn off the machines. But we just want to warn people what these legal highs can do. There's so many chemicals in them that people don't know about. And we just want to raise awareness.
And Jimmy would have been well known here in the Letterkenny area, a young, fit and healthy man. He played for St Union's. So that also just highlights the dangers.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how healthy you are, it can still kill you. So, like Jimmy was a very healthy man, and even the coroner said all his organs were in such good condition that they were surprised it actually happened. So, a young man over here 2 weeks ago suffered a heart attack from the same thing, and he would have been young, fit and healthy as well.
And you've no doubt that legal highs were to blame for Jimmy's death?
Absolutely. A packet was found next to him from one of the shops over here that he had obviously used, and it was one of the legal highs. If he had taken just normal cannabis, it wouldn't have had any sort of effect on him like that.
What message would you have for young people who are tampering with these legal highs or who are thinking about tampering with these legal highs?
Don't do it, because they don't realise what they're going to put their families through. Obviously, they're not going to be thinking they're going to end up killing themselves due to it, but they just need to stop doing it, because you don't know what's in these products. I mean, there could be fertiliser, plant food, a plant killer, anything in them.